Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Remix to my place. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. Today is our Karma Cafe. This is our live show. Don't forget you can check us out 24 hours a day, 365 at monstrousradio.com. You want to know more about the co-host, know more about the events we got going on, or some shit we already done did, go over there to Monstrous Radio at or monstrousradio.com. You can find out where to submit your music submissions. You can find our YouTube page. Find out some of the things we've done in the past. So if you need somebody to come out and turn up your event, host, DJ, or just your stage, holler at Monstrous Radio. We got you. You dig? So I'm not going to do too much talking. You know what it is. It's Karma Cafe. There are no menus. Everyone will be served what you are deserved. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and get into it to set the mood. If you don't know, tonight's kind of political, community, that type of thing. But definitely you call in and vent. You got somebody you want to put on blast, tonight's the night to do it. 424-243-9649. I open up the lines in probably about 27 minutes. So rock with me. Let me know. You can talk to me in the chat room, all kinds of things. If I keep trying to tell you everything, I'm just going to run off at the mouth, and the show is going to go off. You feel me? So, all right, let's go ahead and do it. The show's about to start right about now. Hey, yo, I need you to call me up just a little bit. And when I answer, I'm going to say, hey, yo, Monstrous Radio, online radio with a rock. Damn near 24 hours a day.
This my new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus, she's no oblate. But I make that bark bark with some cheesecake. Yeah. I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it, I'ma eat it. I don't lie, I'm a dude, super speedy. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie area, let the roof at home. We poppin' like, hey, yo.
We poppin' like,
hey, but don't be acting like I need you. I'm in the rows, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worried about money. Decision making, only worried about stunning. She worried about me, her nigga worried about cussing. I wanna see her body, body. Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby.
Yeah.
Just bring the animal right out of me. We love it, she love it. Especially when I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like,
hey, yo. All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie area, let the roof at home.
We poppin' like,
hey, yo, hey,
we poppin' like,
but don't be actin' like I need you. Now I can spot your from a mile away. Valentine and that be, it's a holiday.
You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Thomas says,
paper, paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us.
Never been an outcast, that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my like Apollonia.
We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians.
And my section left me, more lesbian.
Got your beer, something new.
Yeah, we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo.
Yeah.
I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, fuck them both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie area, let the roof at home. We poppin' like, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey. But don't be actin' like I need you.
Yeah, it's that fly shit. King Stoney, drop top.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio, Karma Cafe. Hey, today we allow you to get stuff off your chest, you dig? Matter of fact, here's something. I like this track right here. It's by a guy by the name of Vodell. I probably shouldn't have put his name on here until I found this track, because my luck, I'm not going to find it. And as I look through here, I can't find it. It is what it is, but hey, I guess, shit, I don't know what else to say. That's kind of messed up, bro. I guess you just got to take it like a man.
Yeah.
Who's bad?
Rick.
Let's go, y'all. You got something you want to hear? All right, then let's get some personal requests in tonight. 424-243-9649. Call in. Like a man.
I was taught to be a man.
A man.
Stand on my two feet just like a man.
Like a man.
Take all of my lumps just like a man.
Like a man.
Nigga, stand face to face just like a man.
Like a man.
Like a man.
Stand up.
Like a man.
I man up.
Like a man.
I stand up.
Like a man.
Washing cars, trying to blow. Take a loss, get up and shake it off. And water whip the coat. No shoe shoeing, no, not boosted to your face. I let you know. Treat a queen like a queen, and a hope like a hope. Went to the pen and I stood on my own. Two fat mouth and slinging shit. Fist fight, bitch, whatever that you want to. Auntie told me, bag down, I'm beating your ass. No exceptions. Uncle told me, fight him. You can't beat him, go and get your wet. My homies died, I stood up like a man. Do what you did to them, put that on pimp, I don't be playing. Bossed up every time some problems hit the fan. Me and my girl got a case, your honor, that's mine. Give me that eight, like a man.
I was taught to be a man.
A man.
Stand on my two feet just like a man.
Like a man.
Take all of my lumps just like a man.
Like a man.
Nigga, stand face to face just like a man.
Like a man.
Like a man.
I stand up.
Like a man.
Taking care of my mama manly. Never say the word why. When it's time to do for family, the way I was raised, my closest peers understand me. Demanding my section like Glen Oaks ears to hand it. You know they told me, tell them Turk and Mel for lesser charges. Ask me what I had to say. I say I wanna fuck your daughter. I was raised to get paid plenty ways like a man. Hard to get it out your mud, cause they ain't putting it in your hand. Beef came, I bring pain. Lord knows I never ran. Whole coat up in the street, you never see me on a stand. System try to convict me off testimony and lyrics, but I'm a G. Came home with my chest out, and it's easy to see. Yeah.
I was taught to be a man.
A man.
Stand on my two feet just like a man.
Like a man.
Take all of my losses like a man.
Like a man.
Face to face you like a man.
Like a man.
Like a man.
I stand up.
Like a man. What's your definition of a man? The car got the money, that don't make that boy no man. I been sitting at county rats all day, got a heart for me to stand. And I don't need no crutches, tell the whole brain them dutches. I'm like, ooh, 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 hit her from the back, got a pussy screaming like, ooh, 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 was a virgin till I got my first pussy like a man. Got locked up, we moved too fast, we ain't stick to the plan. Everything I do, boy, you know I do it for the family, gotta do it like a man. Mama ain't had no shirt growing up, so I had to step up like a man. Couldn't see my mama struggling, I had to hit them streets like a man. Get caught doing your crime, better do your time like a man. Hunt down in my pants, me and Boost bad, that got a nigga feel like a man. I was taught to be a man.
A man.
Stand on my two feet just like a man.
Like a man.
Take all of my losses like a man.
Like a man.
Nigga said fade to face you like a man.
Like a man.
Like a man.
I stand up.
Like a man.
I man up.
Like a man.
I stand up.
Like a man. Like
I
a man.
Up.
Like a man.
I stand up.
Hey. Like
I
a man.
Up.
Like a man. Like
I
a man.
Up.
Like a man. Hey.
Boosie badass. Monsters Radio, the live show on Blog Talk Radio Player. It's kind of a cafe around here. So, hey, a lady hit me up on in one of the chat rooms I was just staying, and she was like, how come my man, he just don't want to, he just fighting me about Valentine's Day. He don't want to take me out. He don't want to be seen with me. Well, I'm going to keep it real. Some of y'all out there, whether it be male or female, this is the time of season when you are told the truth about how much they really like your ass. I know you thought it was a shit. You was wearing all them sexy clothes, popping your titties out at the club. You was wearing all the little short dresses when the homie used to come around trying to get some love. You dig, trying to show out, trying to do all that stuff. But one thing you never thought about while you was doing all that freaky shit in the back of the McDonald's parking lot, all that other stuff, men, especially for Valentine's or marriage, we never, ever, 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 ever will wise up.
Change a nigga heart, but yeah, what? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. They say never, I say never, ever, ever. Never say never, I say never, ever. Cause I'm gonna be a whore. And bitch, you got the rabies. Your girl ain't your girl. She a thot, what you thot? Yeah, why? I would never ever cover that. 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 I would never trust no sneaky ass, creeping ass, lying ass, trifling ass. Oh, can I have an asshole? Dry my bitch, spin my ends, lock me in with none of the above. I know exactly what you're hoping. I just wanna be in your ocean. Why we just can't live in the moment? I gotta keep focused, cause I'm focused. I hate when this happens. I hate when a hoe make me feel like the bad guy. I hate when this happens. I hate when this happens. I feel like the bad guy, unless you a fucking. Unless you a fucking. And that's all you wanna do. And that's all you wanna do. Cause I was never looking for a girl. I told you that from the start. You thought cause you rock the nigga world. You was gon' change a nigga heart, but yeah, what? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. They say never, I say never, ever, ever. Never say never, I say never, ever. Cause a hoe gon' be a hoe. And bitch, you got the rabies. Your girl ain't your girl. She a thot when she thot. Yeah, why? I would never ever cover that. 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 Nah, I used to know no better. But that way in elementary. Now nigga getting cheddar. And I'll never let you get me. I'll never, ever, ever. I'll never, ever, ever. I'll never, ever, ever. I'll never, ever, ever. I'm a dog, feed me pedigree. Deep in your wound like surgery. Girl, we used to be cool. But that way back in school. I don't mean to be rude. You want me to be your dude. But I was never looking for a girl. I told you that from the start. You talk cause you rock the nigga world. You was gon' change a nigga heart, but yeah, what? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. They say never, I say never, ever, ever. Never say never, I say never, ever. Cause a hoe gon' be a hoe. And bitch, you got the rabies. Your girl ain't your girl. She a thot, what you thot? Yeah, why? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that, nah. I would never looking for a girl. I told you that from the start. You thought cause you rock the nigga world. You was gon' change a nigga heart, but yeah, what? I would never ever cover that. I would never ever cover that. They say never, I say never, ever, ever. Never say never, I say never, ever. Cause a hoe gon' be a hoe. And bitch, you got the rabies. Your girl ain't your girl. She a thot, what you thot? That why? I would never ever cover that. I will never ever cover that. I will never ever cover that. I will never ever cover that. Nah.
Let's just be honest. Thank you, boy. Now I'm just sitting here, this red light with my emergency brake on. The wheel's spinning. Whip look like it got new skates on. I'm talking 9.8 seconds, boy, this ain't gonna take long. Then I hop out at the finish line, like, is this what you waiting on? I tell you what, homie, you ain't gotta wait long. All I'm thinking about is this trophy I'ma take home. Give them something they can hate on. Confetti all over the place. Girls popping out that cake homes. And my skin tone should be the only thing that you ask me about race homes. Yeah, I'ma tell you what you're not gonna do. Cause if that wing pop out the back of that Ferrari, then that Bugatti, they got one too. I'm trying to throw these great balls of fire. I'm talking about woo bop, block, bamboo. Woo! Jesus Christ. Feel like I got two Bibles out. Zoom, zoom. And I'm like, hold up. Yeah. You got to let me through.
You got to let me through.
Yeah. You got to let me through. And I say, ride, ride. You got to let me through. And my niggas slide, slide. So you got to let them through. Huh. Yeah. You got to let me through. You got to let me through. Cause I say, ride, ride. You got to let me through. And my nigga say, slide, slide. So you got to let them through.
Clutch, rubber band, fire hazard, let tune the tycoon. Cash money, mascot, it's hot under this costume. Got pedals I never stepped on, buttons I never pressed on, back seats I never effed on. Police still get the F bomb. I still ride with my nigga. Money don't change a gangster. And when I'm asked to pull a few strings, I pull them until they untangle. Watch me donuts and she throw up like hell, yeah. More money, more problems. I'm surprised I still have black hair. I feel like racing, racing, who racing? Don't give up the location. And if we bet, I win, then hit the strip club and go throw it at them pole, babies. Riding so fast with the top down, the wind sound like a standing ovation. Told you, fast and furious. I like my bitch fast and flirtatious. Ow!
Hold up,
hold up.
Yeah. You got to let me through.
You got to let me through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to let me through. And I say, ride,
ride,
ride. You got to let me through. And my niggas slide,
slide.
So you got to let them through. Huh. Yeah. You got to let me through. Yeah. You got to let me through. Cause I say, ride,
ride.
You got to let me through. And my niggas say, niggas think I been slacking like I ain't been on my shit. Until I pass by in that fast ride, now your bitch is on my dick. I'm talking about
slide.
Back and forth up in your tub. I put that shit on that video, now that video was on Pornhub. I stay riding through FSU in that fam, fam. I've been packing stacks and I'll be back to back on them can am. Lamb, Virginia Pain, I remain to reign over these lame ass rap niggas. Matter of fact, niggas packing the back of the lack with a knapsack full of max and snacks for the attack. You niggas ain't got time to react. Nappy boy and his bitch bring the cavalry back. Teddy Payne, motherfucker, I don't slack on the track. Red dot to the dome, put a gap in your hat. Chevy leaning like a bitch, boy, you have to relax. Double sided like a battling axe. You're getting mad cause your rapping is whack. And all that shit that you've been doing recently, my niggas laughing at that. I'm on the track like, hold up. Yeah. You got to let me through.
You got to let me through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to let me through. And I say, ride,
ride.
You got to let me through. And my niggas slide,
slide.
So you got to let them through. Huh. Yeah. You got to let me through. Yeah. You got to let me through. Cause I say, ride,
ride.
You got to let me through. And my niggas say, slide,
slide.
So you got to let them through. Yeah.
You got to let me through.
You got to let me through.
You got to let me through.
Right, right. You got to let me through.
You got to let me through.
Slide. So you got to let them through.
You got to let me through.
Yeah. You got to let me through. Yeah. You got to let me through.
You got to let me through. Right. Monstrous radio. You got to let us through. You got to let me through. It's Karma Cafe, and you got to let me go. You dig? So, hey, 424-243-9649. I got one more track to go. I got some people over here that's ready to talk. We're going to get into who's fucking who and who didn't. That, you might call it the entertainment news. Hey, we got a lot of shit over there that's going down. So, I got one more track to play, and then we're going to get into it. Don't forget, tonight is more like a political night, community night, event night. Bust a motherfucker in the head at night till you see the white meat. You know what I'm talking about. We're going to get it in. This right here is Peter Leo and DJ Concept. This one goes out to some special people out there. You know who you is. Pay attention to the lyrics. This one is real political. Real political. It's called Oh Baby. Peter Leo, shout out to New York. Where y'all at?
Hello.
Yeah. Woo. Brentwood. Puerto Rico. Hey. What's up, baby? Oh, I love it when you talk to me like that. This is a hood tale from the streets of Brentwood, New York. Yeah. I'm that young fly dude, ladies call baby daddy. I'll be on my grind, so they all try and grab me. Once they get acquainted, yo, they won't get married. But see, that young kid too slick. Savvy. Back in the day, I met this chick named Deniqua. Said she liked the way my sound bump out the speaker. Groupie status, seen the stuff on the sneaker. But she tryna front like a real fly diva. Once I fit my game, I had that set. Shorty jumped on me like I had the Axe Effect. Tryna stick me in her wall, I almost let her. But my mama always said, son, you know better. Fast forward 2 months later, I'm doing my thing. Cruising in my whip when I heard my cell phone ring. It was Deniqua. I said, yo, what's good, mama? She said, I'm pregnant and you are a hoe.
That ain't my kid.
I know you said it is,
but I took that test
and it was negative.
Daddy ain't raised no fool.
I want protection,
girl. You ain't that cool.
Try to touch my soul.
Get at my pace,
girl.
You move too slow.
And now your dad's broke.
Mommy ain't raised no fool.
I wore a Jimmy hat, girl. You ain't that
smooth. Liar, liar.
Being cool. I'm sitting contemplating, hyperventilating, stressing about what am I gonna do. But be cool, cause you know you was covered with that rubber. Plus you checked if any liquid came through. But now that I think back, maybe I ain't checked that. Plus I was mean back from sipping a six pack. Shorty was nothing but a needle in a haystack. Now to think about it, I ain't even gonna chase that. As time moves on, things are looking hella grim. Shorty was hell bent, far from a seraphim. She calling me from different numbers every day. Said she gon' get in my pockets if she don't get it away. So I get a phone call. I'm like, who's this? Hello, hello? Aniqua? It was Aniqua and she said she gave birth to a little baby boy and he looks just like you.
Oh girl, that ain't my kid. I know you said it is, but I took that test and it was negative. Daddy ain't raised no fool. I want protection, girl, you ain't that cool.
Ha ha ha.
Try to touch my toe.
Get at my pace, son,
but you move too slow.
And now your dad's broke,
mommy ain't raised no fool.
I wore a Jimmy hat, girl, you ain't that cool.
Liar, liar.
Ain't no time moves on. Many things changed. Baby got bigger, kept the last name. Yeah, I took that test and just like I said it is, it was negative. Moral of the story, always keep covered. You don't want no stinky baby mother. Child support, hustling, cutting short. Before you give her a dollar, make sure the baby is yours. If it is, then man up. Yeah, don't stand up. For all my real fathers in the hood, put your hands up. Yo, my mama ain't raised no fool. Young baby father, 1, 2, and I'm out, yo.
Say yo, bye-bye.
Yeah, that's what it do. You're now listening to Peter Leo on Monsters Radio. I'm down at the corner store trying to get it in, multitasking at the same time. I get back to the studio here in just a minute. We're going to talk about some entertainment news. Looks like Suge Knight is still getting into it. He's trying to come up and send everything else on somebody else, but I think Suge is trying to dodge it. He's trying to stay out of jail again. I think Suge be comfortable in jail. I'm just saying. So all right, looks like Suge got a... He's trying to tell people that the homeboy that he had a gun, all kinds of stuff, and stuff like that, so he ain't got to go to jail or whatever, whoopsie-woo. I don't know. what's going on. You dig? But it's the who's fucking who and who's getting fat. I'm going to get a little more into it here in just a hot second. As soon as I get back to the crib, you dig? Which will be a hot second. You dig? Like I said, I'm multitasking. What's up? Tell y'all about tomorrow. We can't hear you just yet. You're probably going, hey. Nope, they can't hear you yet, mama. Give me about 30 seconds, y'all. I'll be back at the crib. But other things that we're going to talk about in this entertainment news is definitely call in 424-243. Bring your ass. Bring some information. You dig? With this Bobby Christina stuff. You dig? I don't really know too much about everything that's going on. You dig? Because I'm still coming back from the Gulf of Mexico. So I'm still catching up on everything. But it looks like they tried to get it where, look, this motherfucker in the car. Don't you hate it when the motherfucking seatbelt won't shut the fuck up? It is what it is. So you plug it in. Okay, now it's going to shut up. But yeah, I guess, you know, I didn't know that she was down to life support, like how they're saying about taking her off the thing. I thought when they were talking about taking her off life support, honestly, I thought they were talking about like she was good. But no, I guess it's a little different than I thought, you know. But we're going to talk about that. I mean, I see Bobby Brown. Everybody always talking bad about Bobby. But I tell you this, Bobby loves his daughter. He's like, I'm not pulling the plug. We're going to leave it up to God. Hello. Bet you ain't got much to say bad about Bobby today. I'm just saying it is what it is. But I give me another hot second. I'll be up here, and I'll be able to open up these lines. 424-243-9649. Monsters Radio live on the go. We stay on the move. In the street. There's my security. Hush it up now. That's security coming. So just so you know, come to the Monsters Radio studio. They will bite you in no ass. It is what it is. Give me another hot second. Y'all's like, what the fuck is this fool doing? It is what it's going to be. So on that note, can you hear me over there, Stallion Baltimore? I'm hoping y'all can hear me. Maybe not.
Yes, I.
Maybe y'all can.
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Hello? No,
hello?
I can hear you, mama. Loud and clear. I got you. I got you. So what's good on Karma Cafe? Because I'm over here running around multitasking, as you can tell. Hello. What's it like in Dallas?
What?
Talk to me.
Ain't nothing going up in Dallas. It's cold outside. It's a couple of events going on tonight that I have been invited to and have decided that I'm probably not going to go. We have I lost his name just that quick. I got to stop drinking so much water.
It'll get to you. I'm just saying.
I'll think of his name in a minute. But anyway, they're having a lot of pre-Valentine Day parties here, out here in Dallas, Texas, and a couple of, you know, concerts, this, that, whatever. I'm thinking of a guy, I know he go to jail all the time, whatever his name is. But also, who's fucking who and who the fuck is getting the fuck fat around this bitch? How about Diddy tonight? Ain't Birdman checked by James Prince? Do you know
by
who that
Jay
is?
Prince?
Yes.
Are you talking about Rap-A-Lot? Rap-A-Lot Jay Prince? King
yes.
of the South? The
yeah,
one who brought the Ghetto Boys, Big Mike, and all the other?
Yes. All right. Diddy gets violent warning. Keep your hands off of Drake or else. Tension between Diddy and Drake are still sky high after their Miami fight, and now Drake's longtime mentor is blasting Diddy. It's blasting Diddy, it's blasting Suge Knight, it's blasting Lil Wayne, it's blasting Birdman in a blistering diss track. Rap-A-Lot Records CEO James Prince recently recorded a cold-blooded warning, which we're told he calls a courtesy call, and we got our hands on it. Sources connected to Jay Prince tell us this has been simmering since Diddy punched Drake at Live Nightclub back in December. On the track, Prince makes it clear Drizzy is family and adds Puffy, feeling like he can put his hands on my family, open the doors for his family to be touched. You reap what you sow. That's just the start. He goes in on Weezy and Birdman, with whom he's had a long-running legal war, and also rips Sugar Bear for a not-so-subtle jab at Drake. He made to a TMZ camera guy. You gotta hear the rant. It plays like Manifesto, but with the beat. Man, I'm gonna get on Monstrous. Ray, if you're on Facebook, go on over to monstrousradio.com and we'll get this posted up for you. But yeah, and it's a video to go with it. So go on over there to monstrousradio.com so y'all can get this video and see what the fuck is going on about that. Now, on that Suge Knight shit, Suge Knight going to, he sucks. He sucks fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. He's a liar. Uh-huh. He talking about that man. I said, I don't like that dude. I mean, it's just nothing good. Nothing good happens when people are, well, I wouldn't even hang with him. There is nothing good that happens when you are around Suge Knight. It ain't even shit good. He need to stop hanging around his damn self, because he's calling his mad shit on his motherfucking self. I ran over his own friend. Who does that? Where's that happening? Twice.
I don't even hang with your damn self. That's just bad. Now that's bad.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
So what do you think about the situation?
Which situation?
About Suge Knight. Well, first, let's talk about James Prince. What you think about that situation?
Well, if people don't really understand the music game, and I think that's why a lot of people like the music game, the music television show Empire.
Right.
The game right now has a big flux in business-wise of street mentality. It is.
Okay.
Some of these squads are more like gangs or cliques or mafias. They're whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say it's not about the music. It's about the music, but it's about the music making them money. You understand
right.
me? So if you start playing with my money and we give you a courtesy call, and just for you suburb motherfuckers, a courtesy call means back the fuck up, motherfucker, or shit don't get real. That's what they call a courtesy call. Get it? But that's what happened. You dig? Then he's going around playing street, and the street came back. Jay Prince,
right.
a lot. If you know the history of them, they don't play when it comes down to their family. You understand me? So that kind of where that one goes, it's just one hand protecting the other.
Right.
And you might think of Jay Prince and Rap-A-Lot might be looking to sign Drake. Hello, they putting out protection, you know what I mean? So that could be some shit in the work, too. Pay attention, people, when you see things happen.
Okay, but
as
this
far
is
as
my
goes,
thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. But one
no,
of the
not.
Things.
Go ahead.
Be quiet. One of the things that he said and that he was saying is that also he was getting on Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is good with Drake. Right?
I don't know them that well, but I would think not. Just by look at how they used to hang out together, used to see them together all the time, they do shows together, da da da. I think musically, I think they kind of bump heads when it comes to music and creativity. Sometimes artists, they can be cool as hell. But as soon as one person starts to feel the other one's taking my style, or
right.
you're starting to spit shit that I spit, it becomes a problem. You dig? And it's an artistry
right.
head bump. I think that's what happened between Wayne and Drake. I think, and then, you know, one has to shadow the other one. Neither one of them wanted to be in the other one's shadow. You dig? But other than that, I don't really see them having beef. I kind of do, but I don't think they really went public with it. You dig? Like, there's some songs I think they were taking shots at Drake. There's some songs I think Drake was taking shots at Young Money them. But it is what it is. You dig?
Right.
But yeah, we definitely have to look it up to find out what's up with that. Ain't this something? My parents are calling me right now. Oh, shit. What does that mean? Hello! I don't know if I'm going to get a whooping.
I'm finna fuck with you real quick, because I'm finna tell everybody, y'all need to go to monstersradio.com and look at this picture of E-Monster. My boss, the monstrous boss in Belize, the statue behind him with the dress on with her legs gapped open. Did you ever just look back there? Did you do that? I mean, seriously. Think about this. You chilling. You cool little motherfucker. You chilling. And I'm like, the bitch behind him got, the nigga got, excuse me, Lord, there's a quarter inside of the seat. He got a dress on behind you and with his legs open like he tell you, come on, if you back up anymore, I'm going to get you.
Well, hey, let y'all go check it out. I'm going to go look right now. I'm going to play a track, and then we're going to come back. You got some time to go check it out. No, I never really looked at it like that. I mean, I noticed one time before I looked at it, I was like, damn, okay. Okay, but, I just dismissed it. I'm having a good time. I really didn't think about it, but I'm sure going to go look right now. You dig? Check it out, y'all. This is Juicy. It's called Attention. I guess you better got attention when you take pics.
Crushing shit, call me Tunchi, cause I am a Martian, bitch. Yeah, I'm about to go insane, cause these words is like a marching band banging in my brain. So prepare for this parade. The game announced me to the stage. All I do is press play, turn the tables on these haters, on my mic it just blaze. Better duck fast, my words blast in the vicious artillery. I'm a verbal assassin. Originality is what they lacking. These rappers all gone off the same damn tactic. Shoot 'em up, bang bang. They say they fucking hoes, the same old thing. Most of these rappers sound like a broken record, but I guess that's what it is, right?
That's that shit I don't like.
But niggas claiming they spittin', saying they did it all, but this ain't the life they living. To all of the politicians, beating everyone lies and clouding everyone's business. Cause this shit ain't okay. Yeah. The world is on the verge.
Hey, Juice, I got you, man. Hey, I'm a
motherfucker.
Rain from the clouds, my focus is just to get it. Make my fucking papa proud. I said, you niggas is lying, and that's a big pussy. Let's see how you be whipping when you really on the bus beat. On the corner, must be your chick gets a bus beat. Yeah, your beats bang, but your rhymes hella rusty. Bitch, me and my son and my wife be shining. But a nigga still paying rent from this 9 to 5. And if you out of bounds, number 9, then shooting 9 to 5, man. I'm gonna make them wake up and stay up. Young niggas going to college to own. Ain't no jobs after graduation. Rich people in office, like, please, people, be patient. I be dropping lines to catch y'all like I'm fishing. Open your eyes and pay.
The niggas claiming they spitting, saying they did it all, but this ain't the life they living. To all of the politicians, beating everyone lies and clouding everyone's business. Cause this shit ain't okay. The world is on the verge. A damn rampage. Attention, motherfucker. Attention, motherfucker. Cause I'm feeling underrated. Overlooked on the daily. I'm constantly being patient. Hoping that people feel me and vibe with what I'm bringing. Verbally breaking our critics to stage the way I slay them. Standing like a boss, bringing life back to the rap game. With my team going hard. Press play. And I ain't the type to be talking about politics. Go
going on is kind of making me sick. Cause now it's hard to make a living. Every day is a struggle. Seems like this is never ending. So we turn to hip-hop just to keep our damn sanity. But most people misuse it, start living these false fantasies. Fighting for any and everything we put our mind on. That's why we hustle in the streets to get our shine on. Music, my motivator, the sky is the limit. Want the fame and the glory, but won't sell my soul to get it. But niggas claiming they spittin', saying they did it all, but this ain't the life they living. So all of the politicians beating everyone lies and clouding everyone's vision. Cause this shit ain't okay. The world is on the verge of a damn rampage. Attention, motherfucker. Attention, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's Juice G. It's called Attention right here on Monsters Radio. That's what it do. It's Karma Cafe, where we allow you to vent, get things off your chest. It doesn't really matter. We're not going to send you a bill. We'll send you a bill if you do some other bullshit. But as long as you're expressing yourself and your feelings, we're not going to charge you today. It's free therapy. It's like going to the welfare office for therapy. Hello. But we're not giving your ass an EBT card. I'm just saying. Part with me, player. Part with me. So, all right, anything you can think of or anything you might have seen people venting about on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, Baron Mysterio in Baltimore?
There's always, everybody always talking about everything on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. What do you think?
That is true.
We got asses on Facebook, girls with the legs wide open. We got all type of shit going down on Facebook. But
right.
If you're asking me if there's anything interesting on Facebook, no. No, seriously. I need to talk about some ass. Some nice ass that I seen on Empire last night. Who seen that ass last night?
Wait, that ass. She seen, are you talking about, and I'm glad you brought that up, because, man, I finally caught up on Empire today. Are you talking about when
Cookie.
DJ, yeah, when Cookie came to the party, to the dinner party, and old boy announced him and baby girl was getting married?
Right. And she like,
and
what?
Showed up and said, what? And busted him out like, what was the flower from last week when she opened up that coat? I'm just going to put it like this. I told myself, I'm too focused on my music. I'm not thinking about nothing else. You dig? I need to get this motherfucking Grammy. I need to make this money. You dig? And then I'm not thinking about touching nothing soft. Until she opened up that coat. Oh, Lord, that woman is fine. She is fine, 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 fine. You dig? I'm talking about like a very thin line with a very skinny pencil. She's that motherfucking fine. Oh, Lord, and she turned around and said to me, now that's an ass. She wasn't lying.
Right.
She got mine. Hello.
She got mine. I'm on the top on the table with both of my hands standing up. Like, damn. I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah, I'm starting to feel that show. I mean, I was already liking it, but I'm really starting to get into it, especially with all the things unfolding, with the homeboy dying and everything starting to come to light and so on and so forth. That's a really good show. You dig? I'm just saying. Empire, if you really want to know how a lot of the music game is, that shit is real for real. For real, for real. Yeah. It's just like that. It is. Of course, it changes in some instances, but it does go like that. Now, I'm going to ask you, Sarah Young Baltimore, do you know what the show Empire, what family it was based after, or dynasty, whatever you want to call it?
No, I don't.
Most people think, and you tell me if you think, that you would kind of think the same thing. Some people think it's like Jay-Z, Beyonce. they're based off of Jay-Z, Beyonce. Some people try to say might be basing off of like P. Diddy's type. I said Pity. P. Diddy's lifestyle. Dyslexic.
I don't know.
Well, this is, you want to know what they based it off of?
What it reminds me of is Dallas. Do you remember Dallas?
The TV show?
The TV show Dallas and Knott's Landing. That is where the Empire reminds me of that. And also, have you seen The Haves and Have-Nots?
Have you ever watched that?
You have to watch that. That is some shit right there. You think Empire is some shit?
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucking Have and Have-Nots. It's like, do you remember back? Okay, if you go back to Dallas and Knott's Landing, everything that was going on within their lives, everybody was connected. That was just right there. Family. There was really no friends on the outside that was connected to the bullshit that was going on. And if they was, everybody was connected through something, through a job, through their career, through something. The way everybody around, you know what I'm saying? So the haves and have-nots is actually, it's about black people, upper class people. It goes down. It has the lower class. It has the middle class. It has the maid's son getting hit by the
But it's basically the same type of show, just a little different.
Right. It's the shit. You got to watch it, man. I have not.
Right. But this is what Empire, hold on, you're getting a little too far away from it, but this is what Empire was kind of based off of. It was based on the lifestyle of the Kennedys. The Kennedys. Ted Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, all of them, the Kennedy family. That's what that show is based off of. They just put music into it instead of politics. You dig? Because if you know, you watch the big power families, a lot of shit that goes on. Like, there are situations where some of the Kennedys' nephews and them ended up killing a girl. Actually, it was one of them. He ended up killing a girl. A girl he liked really a lot, but she wasn't feeling him that much. You dig? There's a lot of other stories, but that's the type of thing that show Empire was brought to you in inspiration from. It was the Kennedys. When I found it, I was like, whoa. And then you start looking at it, you're like, wait a minute. This is some old Kennedy-type shit. You dig? But they just fused music. It. You dig? So, but yeah, that's what they based that show off of. The Kennedys. I was like, whoa. Okay. Somebody gonna make a story and base it off my lifestyle. You dig? I'm just saying, it's gonna go down. It's gonna be a hell of a movie. It's gonna be like Ernest Saves the Underworld. And I'm gonna be like,
right.
Know what I mean, Vern? Someone say, you know what I mean, Pookie? Ooh.
And we're going to do one. We're going to make a reality show. You think I'm playing? That's what we need to do. Hell, if they can do it in Atlanta, why the fuck we can't do it?
I don't know why. You dig? I'm just saying. That would be a hell of a reality show. Can you see that? Them going through your day, going through my day. We both live in different spots, and we come together at the end of the day and do the radio show. Oh, shit, man, is that a show? We need to stop talking about this because we can sell this as a pilot. I'm just saying, hit up management at monstersradio@gmail.com. Let's talk, people. Let's talk. Actually, I do got some people. They did try to do a reality show on me. A person from L.A. I'm not going to put their name out there because it didn't happen. Because it was a family member of somebody who I know, and the person I know started hating because they wanted to know about me and how they could put me on TV in a reality show. Yeah, ain't that a bitch? And this person was going to be included. And you still didn't try to make that happen? I was so pissed off. Do you know how much people get for an episode? I'm talking about when the show come on Monday night. When it come on Monday night, do you know how much people usually get for an episode of that?
How much?
And this is the low end. Like $87,000 in royalties. For each episode. I didn't say series. I said episode. So if you got a 12-week series going on, that's 12 episodes at $87,000 in royalties. Now, if you really, really making money, say y'all show blow up like Friends or Love and Hip Hop and all, that's when you start getting a $300,000-$700,000 a show.
Whoa.
You dig? That's when you start getting the real money. So you know me, I had an $87,000 per week animosity at this motherfucker. I'm just saying, we all could be sitting pretty. And that's my own $87,000. They would have got $87,000. Everybody on the show would have got $87,000 because that's the minimum. That's the low-end money. Now, if it starts blowing up, I'm going to renegotiate my contract, and I need a million a show. Sure, they're not going to give me a million. They're going to negotiate. Oh, we'll give you $650,000, but I'll take that a week. You understand me? Jewels to the game. Jewels to the game. I'm just saying. So, yeah. So, you know, little things like that can really, really put you on. But that's the type of shit I hate. You know, why I'm going to sit over here and vent for the last couple minutes. We only got a couple minutes. I hate a motherfucker that be hating on you when somebody wants you to do something that can benefit everybody. You dig? You going to sit over there and hate. You going to hate and make sure nothing happens. Now, guess what? You might not have hated. A lot of shit might have came out of it. You might have been involved in the thing a little bit, but that could have took you to something totally, totally else. Somebody else might have seen you. You dig?
Right.
Get your bread and get that emotional, salty shit out your head. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It is what it is. I can't
it
talk about too much. I take it personal. Right, right. So that and the only other thing I want to complain about is my motherfucking co-host calling into the show, talking about it's cold in Texas. I look over here, so it's like 76 in Texas, and you talking about it's motherfucking cold.
Not 76.
Well, I got people,
it's
we got
49.
Golf numbers over here. She said 49. 49 still. That's not even cold. It's so cold, Minnesota, I'll be telling people, I got to get in my freezer to thaw just to warm up in the rest of the house. You dig? It's that cold. And
wow.
Texas is colder. And, yeah, it is what it is. It's warmer outside than it is in your freezer. You want to feel Minnesota weather? Stick your hand in the freezer and close the door. Just for a little
what?
Bit. You dig?
Ooh, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, it's bone cold. It's so cold. You go outside, it feel like somebody's scratching your skin. Yes, there's no moisture in the air. It's cold as fuck here. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Cold as fuck.
So looks like we don't hit the point where she says 90 seconds in my ear. That's about how much time we got left in the show. So is there anything else you want to talk about? Sonny on Baltimore put out there or, you know what I mean, anything like that before we jump into the shout-out?
Let me think. Monsters Radio, doing big things. We got dance team, Undisputed Divas, and Gents. What else we got? Shit, just big things coming up. You know me. Just out here working for you, the Monsters boss. I'm just saying. I feel like a slave. Y'all, he working.
Now, I don't know. Whether to say thank you or damn. I don't know if that was a kiss or a slap. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to get a courtesy call a little later. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
I think thank you. I think. All right. So I guess the only thing I'm saying on my way up out of here. Huh? My bad. Sorry, I didn't know you were still by.
No, I didn't say nothing. I said fire.
Oh, that's usual. That's why I'm on food stamps right now. Don't forget, people, you can listen to our show. Matter of fact, if you can go on your Facebook, go to monstersradio.com. Listen if you can for 2 minutes. I'm only asking for 120 seconds of your life. Listen for 2 minutes and tell me is the shit working right, because when I tune in on my computer, it gives me the same song over and over, and it don't say nothing else. It goes to a part where it goes, stop the music, cut the music, and the music actually cuts off. So if you hear any song on there, please let me know on Facebook so I know it's working right. I talk to the people, they said it's working fine for us, but it's not working for me, and I need to know before I cut somebody's face off in the morning. I'm just saying, help a brother out before I have to do 30 days and ask your ass for bail money. You dig? There will be a fundraiser. But outside of that, Shit, thanks for liking the links. Not only the people that like the links, that also share the show. Don't forget you can find out more about us and what we have going on. Just go to monstersradio.com. Just go to About the Show. You can find our pages from there. Just click on the picture of the person you want, and bam, you go right to the page and just send an invite, and it's going down. But I advise you, please at least try to say something in the message saying, hey, I heard you on the radio, seen you from the .com. Don't just send an invite and don't say shit. You will not get accepted. I'm just saying. Don't ask to be my friend and you ain't never talked to me. That's the most sideways shit. It is what it is, but at least say hello, where you're from, and we're going to let you through. Anything outside of that, if you go out drinking, don't drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business, but because I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. That's what it do. I'm going to play one of my tracks up out of here. Most people hang up when I play my music. I really don't give a damn. But I'm going to spin it anyway. Y'all going to like this shit eventually. This one's called Freeway, which I'm going to ride on my way up out of here. I'm going to go jump on the freeway and make it do what it do. DJ Dirty jumped off already. Ain't that a bitch? Here we go, y'all. Peace.
In her eyes, the color of love.
Yo, I'm digging it.
I'm puffing on some bros, doing 50 bows to stay on the low. The super mode, cruising a photo. You know how it goes, bro. When you live in the hood, where you wild out so much, you need a chance to feel good. So I hit this freeway, the E-way, and mob on out. Turn up the bump, take a puff, and zone on out. And just push.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open. Driving down the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song. Diamond in the back with the sunroof open, driving down the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song. Driving down the freeway.
On cruise control, watching the world go by slow. Looking back like you pop through my rear view, yo. Continue to relax, continue to kick back like Apollo. Pump that, and I'm smooth like Cadillac. Ain't nothing like air shot, and letting your face knock. Turn it up just a notch and bump that hip hop. Now some folks do other things, relax their mind. But for mine, get in the whip, dip and drive, and just push.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open. Driving down the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song. Diamond in the back with the sunroof open. Eyes real low, just singing my song.
Your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.